a favorite band piece. That's by Clive Richardson, and it's called The Beachcomber. Frederick Fennell directing the Dallas Wind Symphony. Good morning. Hope you're having a good Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with you every weekday morning between 9 a.m. and noon. We have an anonymous O Varium Fortuna, O Variable Slippery Fortune. Also a Mozart, the Mozart Clarinet Concerto coming up. But next, music from Henry Purcell's The Fairy Queen, not based on the Spenser story, but it's a retelling of the Midsummer Night's Dream story. Here's a suite of music from Act One now on Kansas Public Radio, some early English music. Music that Henry Purcell wrote to accompany the play The Fairy Queen, which had the same storyline as Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, a suite of the tunes from the first act. Sir Neville Mariner in the Academy this morning on Kansas Public Radio at 9:22 a.m. Support for this classical music here comes from Art of the Groom, Pet Salon and Art Studio at 1906 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering commissioned pet portraits and dog grooming. Information available by emailing artofthegroom@gmail.com. And from the Hall Center, presenting their 20th anniversary open house, Thursday, November 13th, at the Hall Center for Humanities. Open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu. Let's go back in time even further than Henry Purcell. Here's an anonymous Ovarium Fortuna Lubricum, O Variable Slippery Fortune. It's Christopher Preston Thompson leading the Concordian Dawn on KPR. We've just heard the Ensemble for Medieval Music, Concordian Dawn, led by Christopher Preston Thompson for an anonymous O Variable Slippery Fortune, sung in Latin. There are still a few tickets left in the big ballroom of Liberty Hall for a big band Christmas. It's our annual Christmas party, and boy, does it get packed. It's fun to just go and watch the dancers, but of course you should dance too, at least one tune. And it'll be the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra with special guests, wonderful soloists, and wonderful songs, Christmas songs and jazz standards. Get your tickets while they last. There aren't many left. It sold out last year at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence, or go through Ticketmaster.com or find out more about it at KansasPublicRadio.org. Here's Mozart's Clarinet Concerto with Franklin Cohen, clarinetist with the Cleveland Orchestra, on Kansas Public Radio. With the clarinetist Franklin Cohen and the Cleveland Orchestra, Christoph von Dohnányi, that was Mozart's Clarinet Concerto here on Kansas Public Radio.
The atomic towers of the Nina came from beneath the sea. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Well, it's 28 degrees in Lawrence, still below freezing, but it should be sunny today, and it should get up to 41. Then tonight, Let's see, a low of 28. We'll get some southern breezes back, and tomorrow for Veterans Day, it should seem a lot warmer, about 21 degrees warmer with a high of 62 for tomorrow. Pretty gusty southwesterly winds. Tuesday night's above freezing, and Wednesday should be sunny and even a little bit warmer with a high of 66, as we're looking forward to 75 this Friday afternoon. More music in just 3 minutes after the news. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, on Corva Cole Street, the Dow is flat. The NASDAQ is up more than 1%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR for the newscast comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. KansasPublicRadio.org. Appropriate music for November. That's from Michael Torkey's brand new album called Last, and we've just heard Last Thursday with the East Coast Chamber Orchestra. That's on the Ecstatic label. Everything on it is last. Last fall, last night, all. Next we have Gustav Mahler, some night music, and then we'll go from November to May with the complete ballet score of Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring. Not just a suite, but it's all the scene changes and everything. Also next hour, looking forward to that, a graduate student in piano at KU is coming in to tell us a little bit about his graduate recital this Thursday in Swarthout, the 13th. His name is Bosheen Wong. He studies with Priscilla Navarro, one of our new professors at KU in the piano department. She's from Peru, and she's coming in too, so she might give us an update on the piano studio at KU. I'm Cordelia Brown. I'm with you until noon. It's about 9 minutes into our 10 o'clock hour. Well, every Monday we've had Mahler, because the Mahler Seventh Symphony, it's a bit too long to fit in between our newscasts from NPR, and the Kansas City Symphony is playing it the weekend of November 21st, and each Monday we've heard a movement of it, and we're up to movement number 4 of Mahler's Seventh, which is a very interesting, somewhat mysterious piece of music. This fourth movement is subtitled Nachtmusik 2, Night Music 2. Here's the Berlin Philharmonic with Claudio Abbado for Gustav Mahler's Seventh Symphony, the fourth movement, on KPR. We've just heard the fourth movement of the Symphony No. 7 by Gustav Mahler here on Kansas Public Radio. It was Claudio Abbado and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. The Kansas City Symphony is doing the Seventh Symphony the weekend of November 21st. It's a big event. It'll be talked about for years when the Kansas City Symphony played Mahler's Seventh. Get your tickets now at kcsymphony.org. We have just enough time now to fill out the rest of the hour with Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland on KPR. That's what Aaron Copland won the Pulitzer Prize for in 1945. His music for that, Appalachian Spring, ballet music that he worked on for Martha Graham, Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, played by Leonard Slatkin's St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Stay tuned. We have a young pianist, a doctoral student at KU, who will play some great pieces. He has a great-looking recital coming up Thursday evening at Swarthout. Keep it here on KPR to hear Bosheen Wong and his piano professor, Dr. Priscilla Navarro. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NASDAQ Up 378, this is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
The third suite of Ancient Airs and Dances for Lute by Ottorino Respighi with Antal Doradi and the Philharmonia Hungarica. Support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonathan Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, November 23rd, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Here's Simone Dinnerstein's group, Barocklin, in the Siciliano from Box 1053 on KPR. Simone Dinnerstein and her group Barocklin from their 2025 album J.S. Bach Complicite. That was the Siciliano from the Keyboard Concerto in E Major by J.S. Bach here on Kansas Public Radio.
Ireland's new president won by a landslide running on a far-left anti-establishment campaign.
She was kind of speaking to a lot of younger people in particular who wants the country to be different in terms of progressive values.
I'm Juana Summers, how Catherine Connolly won Ireland's presidency and what it could mean for the country's political landscape. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Starting at 3 this afternoon, right here on Kansas Public Radio from KU. It's 12 o'clock straight up. You can hear us through KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Jeff Watson has a great-looking playlist for this afternoon. In just a few minutes, you can hear Mozart's Turkish Rondo, Dances from Galanta by Zoltan Kodály, and a lovely Fantasy for Violin and Harp by Camille Saint-Saëns. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Crystal Image. The Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com. It's KPR.